Wednesday, 2/11/26, How Faith Works, Part 29. The title is The Just Shall Live by Faith. We're kind of going to look kind of what a little of a description of that. This, we're going to start in Romans chapter 1.
You're already there.
Oh, okay. Verse 17. For therein is the righteousness of faith revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. Then Paul goes on further over here to say, for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. So God made everything by faith. The just shall live by faith. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like unto corruptible man, into birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Reminds me of the hole in the wall with Ezekiel. They were down in there serving all kinds of idols and creatures drawn on the wall and all kinds of stuff. And these were the priests. And this was in the temple, but it was down below. Kind of like under the Vatican and all the tunnels under the Vatican and all the shenanigans that were going on under there. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one towards another, men with men working that which is unseemly, receiving themselves that recompense of their error which was meet. Which we know today in this society, this culture, this has come to a head. It has gotten so bad it's worldwide. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. Being filled with unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable and merciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So there's two masters, that's it. The just shall live by faith, or if you go the other route, you see what it is. You see the progression of it, how vile it is. Okay, now go to Hebrews chapter 10. Verses 38 and 39. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Perdition there means ruin or loss, physical, spiritual, or eternal. The just here means equitable in character or act, by implication, innocent and holy. There is a resurrection day coming that will clearly reveal which camp we hail from. Everyone's going to give an account of themselves before God, which master they chose. Okay, go to Acts 24. Start with verse 14. Is that right? Okay. But this I confess unto thee, that after the way which they call heresy, so worship I the God of my fathers, believing all things which are written in the law and in the prophets, and have hope toward God, which they themselves also allow, that there shall be a resurrection of the dead, both of the just and the unjust. We've been looking at the just and the unjust. And there's going to be a resurrection day, and everyone's going to give account of what camp they held from. Okay? Now, keep going here. Romans 13, 10. There's no other way to serve God but by faith. He is a faith God. Anything else is an insult. 13:10, love worketh no ill to his brother or to his neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Now, we know faith works by love. That's Galatians 5:6, faith. The Lord has shown us a lot of the last 11 years, and it is astounding, the revelation that has come. And we must be discerning in what we release to those that God opens an avenue to speak with. We cannot destroy them in our goal to be right. Learning to be instant in season and out of season is crucial. In other words, we're going to have to meet people where they are. The Lord, the Holy Spirit's been driving home to us for weeks now about build a bridge, don't burn down a bridge. Thinking, well, I'm right, and bless God, you're going to hear about it. No. The just shall live by faith. That's right. But we are not of those that are going to force it down someone else's throat, especially when they have no understanding or comprehension of it. We may only have one shot at this, and if we lose them, we've missed the plan of God. I'm talking about when God sends you to someone and you get in way above their head and you lose them. What have you gained then? The goal is the gospel. First and foremost, what all the other can come later. They'll have to learn it the way we learned it, by renewing their mind with the Word of God, sitting under sound doctrine. That's the way it'll come. But to argue with people or to get into dissension with people over doctrine, the Great Commission is not about getting into doctrinal issues and having fights. It's about taking the gospel, making sure that person is born again, that they are assured salvation and they're not going to hell. The Holy Spirit has been driving it. I wrote it here, driving it home months about this bridge that we're to build. Because first impressions mean a lot, and you can make it or break it to where they'll either want to hear more of what you got to say, or they'll say, I never want to be around that person again. That's kind of like what the Lord used me for many years. I infiltrate. I do. I begin to just drop a little something here and there. As they bring something up that they would be interested in, or I'll say, well, this is what, you know, that something like that happened to me, and this is what I did, or whatever. Just enough to keep the door open that you got their interest and you can continue to feed into their life. Okay, we must stay free from offense at all cost. 1 Corinthians, I mean, everywhere you go in this earth today, if you turn on social media, what's going on? Fights, riots, Minnesota, all that mess in Minnesota with the ICE agents and people trying to hit ICE agents, running over them with their car. Well, I think most of it is a show. But a lot of this stuff has been going on for a long time in this nation, just fighting, contention. Okay, this is 1 Corinthians 10, starting with 23 there. All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. In other words, when you meet someone, you're not looking out for your best interest, but theirs. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience sake. For the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and ye be disposed to go, whatsoever set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience sake. But if any man say unto you, this is offering sacrifice unto idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience sake, for the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not thine own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? Most people don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do, and I don't care what they think about it. They can just go take a leap. For if I by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that which I give thanks? Wherefore, therefore, ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do it all to the glory of God. Give none offense, neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles nor to the church of God. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. There's the goal. The gospel's the goal. Not who's right or who's wrong. This is important, especially when we get to a place where we have people that we're going to have to teach and show them the right way. You know how us Word of Faith people want to be right. We can prove we are right at the expense of others. If it loses them, what difference does it make? Not a bit. We may not get another opportunity if we offend them. The gospel does mean good news to the recipient. Okay, we're going to keep going here. 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 3 there. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in watchings, in fastings. Don't mean if you've had a bad day, you can act ugly. No, it means it don't matter, no matter what. You maintain your integrity to protect the gospel, protect the ministry. By pureness, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Ghost, by love unfeigned, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the arm of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, and unknown as yet well-known, as dying, and behold, we live, as chastened and not killed, as sorrowful, yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing all things. O ye Corinthians, our mouth is open unto you, our heart is enlarged. You're not straitened in us, but ye are straitened in your own bowels. Now for recompense in the same, I speak as unto my children, be ye enlarged. Paul's teaching them how to live, how to maintain an even keel, maintain your love walk, stay out of offense with all men, putting the gospel first. It's foremost in your mind at all times, no matter what. Not my doctrine's right and yours is wrong. It may be, but there's a time and a place for that. We can't just talk about it. We have to walk it. Okay. Few more scriptures. Philippians. This is Philippians 1. The just shall live by faith. It's a walk of integrity. Okay, starting with verse 6 there. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ, even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, Insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, you're all partakers of my grace. For God is my record how greatly I long after you all in the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. And then he goes on to talk about some of the things that have happened to him. But Paul maintained this in his mind. Whatever he was going through, whether he was in prison or wherever, whatever the circumstances. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 2 here. Starting with chapter 2, verse 1. Wherefore lay aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby, if so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. To whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, but chosen of God and precious, ye also are lively stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ. Wherefore also it is contained in the Scripture, Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious, but unto them which be disobedient, the stone which the builders disallowed, the same is made the head of the corner, and a stone of stumbling, and a rock of offense. Even to them which stumble at the word, being disobedient, whereunto also they were appointed. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy. Dearly beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lust, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God on the day of visitation. They may not like your message, but they can look at your life and say they're above reproach. The just shall live by faith. Many of the Jews were offended at Jesus' message, and it's still going on today. We must walk softly when God sends us on assignment, being as unoffensive as possible. When we allow the Holy Spirit to lead our conversation, it will all be good. If the Holy Spirit's leading it, he knows what he wants to say. We can't be to the place that we know so much and we think we need to fill them in that we miss God and what he wants to say to the person, because really, like the Lord's taught us, it's Christ in you, the hope of glory. It's not about our agenda. It's not about pushing our doctrines, even though we believe we've heard from God. But in a case like this, we're listening to the Holy Spirit and says, what would you have us say to this person at this particular time? Because you may not get another opportunity. Okay. 1 John 2. Verse 1, my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. How Jesus walked, he didn't do anything unless the Father said. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, A new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. There's a podcaster that I watch, and he's been through a lot of hard things, and he's got a mother that really did some horrible things to him, and so he openly confesses he hates his mother. And it hurts my heart because he doesn't know what he's saying. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because you've known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I've written unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I've written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. These are the stages of spiritual growth here, just like with natural growth. I believe we are coming into a time when there will be many spiritual babies that are going to need the bottle, for they cannot eat strong meat yet. They'll be new and maybe never heard any of this stuff that we know. How can we be justified if we offend them? Is it worth being right and letting everyone know how full of the word you are? It took us years to get where we are, decades to get where we are. I know a certain man that if you mentioned that they were, there's a certain man you said you've been praying for, that if you mentioned him about the rapture and there is no such thing, right off the bat, you'd lose him. That's got to come later. See, we've got to follow the Spirit when the people come. And potential leaders or potential pastors or whatever God sends to us, we're going to have to be led by the Spirit on what we share with them, what we show them. Can't just blast them, expect them to whip into line. No, like I said, it took us decades to get here. To be justified, we must make it our goal to stay free from offense toward all men. We have to take the high ground. Just think about it, if they were of another religion, you really must be led by the Spirit. Like if you're dealing with a Muslim, for instance. The Holy Spirit knows just the right words to say to a person like that. The gospel is the good news. We must keep it that way. God will show us the good direction to go in as we have these encounters. Our goal is not just numbers, but following the Holy Spirit and fulfilling God's plan. Now I want to look over a few more scriptures and we'll be done. James chapter 2. It says, my brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring and goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and ye have respect to him that weareth the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit thou here in a good place, and say to the poor, stand there, thou there, or sit here under my footstool, are ye not then partial in yourselves, and are become judges of evil thoughts? Hearken, my beloved brethren, hath not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he hath promised to them that love him? But ye have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Do not they blaspheme that worthy name by which you are called? If ye fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself, ye do well. But if ye have respect to persons, ye commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. For he that said, do not commit adultery, said also, do not kill. Now if thou commit no adultery, yet if thou kill, thou art become a transgressor of the law. So speak ye, and so do as they that shall be judged by the law of liberty. For he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy, and mercy rejoices against judgment. You know what? It does not matter how much you know. All that matters is what does the Holy Spirit want to say? Yet a man may say, why hast thou faith? And why does I have faith and I have works? Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou, O man, vain man, know that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see in a hint then how that by works a man is justified, not by faith only. Likewise also, was not Rahab the harlot justified by works when she had received the messengers and had sent them out another way? For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. Faith works by love. May the Lord help us to meet the need of the person that God sends our way. Jesus is the prime example, and we're going to read a couple of scriptures and we'll be done. The first one's Luke chapter 5. It came to pass, verse 1, that as the people pressed upon him to hear the word of God, he stood by the lake of Gennesaret and saw two ships standing by the lake. But the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the ships, which was Simon's, and prayed him that he would thrust out a little from the land. He sat down and taught the people out of the ship. And when he had left speaking, he said unto him, Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. And they beckoned unto their partners, which were in the owners or the other ship, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships, that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' feet, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished, and all that were with him, at the draught of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men. And when they had brought their ships to land, they forsook all and followed him. Isn't that the result that you want? I know I do. That's a God's in you of a truth. Because of the grace that comes out of your mouth by the Holy Spirit. Okay, one more. 1 Corinthians 14. When you got the goods and the Holy Spirit, there's an action by the Holy Spirit, that can't be denied. You can talk till the cows come home. But Jesus put action there. He followed the Spirit. 1 Corinthians 14, 23. If there the whole church be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad? But if all prophesy, and there come in one that believeth not, or one unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest, and so falling down on his face, he will worship God and report that God is in you of a truth. I want to be to the place that when the Lord sends me to someone, all they'll be able to say, I know God's in you of a truth, because I see the manifestation of the Spirit. I'm not just a bunch of talk, but I have the walk.